in Avon. All right, noontime news. We'll look at more market details, Wall Street coming up, but also this week we're recapping the Minnesota State FFA convention from last week. Our reports are brought to you by Center Dairy Sox Center, Minnesota Farm Bureau, Central Minnesota Credit Union, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, Kramer Lumber, True Value in Melrose, Minnesota Manufacturing in Avon, Ecker Feed Service, Minnesota Farmers Union, Nelson Insurance Agency, Melrose Implement, and Elmdale Mutual Insurance here on Chasm Radio. And during this noontime news, we check in at Eden Valley Watkins in their FFA chapter and chapter president, Shelby Keekley, joining us. Shelby, how you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, it's been, just a touch over a week since the state FFA convention. And are you guys getting back to normal after the big event?
Yeah. We're catching up on our sleep. We just had prom this past weekend, and then I had state speech on the Saturday before state convention, so I'm catching up on my sleep, but I think everything's getting back to normal.
Well, Shelby, talk about yourself and your family as well, and how you got involved in the FFA.
I knew I wanted to be an FFA as a sixth grader already from their visits during FFA week. I come from a dairy farm just outside of Eden Valley, Keekley Dairy. We milk about 220 Holstein cows. So with that, I participate in the dairy cattle evaluation CDE, and I've had some success there. And then this year, I just participated in Market Plan, which we took second at state with that. So that was really cool. And then next year I plan to go to South Dakota State University to major in dairy production.
So was that always kind of a goal to continue, or did your interest and love for agriculture and dairy just develop over the years, Shelby?
Yeah, I've always really, really loved dairy cattle, but I decided to major in dairy production because of my time in the dairy evaluation CDE. I really liked the sire selection portion of that CDE or that contest, and so that's what drove me into a dairy-related career path because I hope to be a geneticist.
I would try and repeat that word, but I'd stumble on it, Shelby. So, what would be your dream job in that field then?
I really am a people person, so I want to be able to go out to farms and visit with different farmers and try to help them improve their herd through genetics, basically. So, visit with farmers and be kind of like the sire analyst for their farm.
Mm-hmm. I know Shelby Keekley joining us, chapter president at Eden Valley Watkins. You mentioned a bit about the state convention. Were there one or two, whether it was a chapter highlight or a personal highlight, especially for you last week?
Yeah, I, for one, got my state degree. There was 13 of us, which was a school record. And I also won my proficiency area, which is a 21-page application on my job at my dairy farm. So that was really cool. So it will advance to nationals. And if I'm selected as the top four there, then I get to go to nationals and go through an interview process for that.
Well, outstanding. Yes, indeed, over there at EVW and the FFA chapter. Well, Shelby, thanks for joining us. Congratulations, continued success. And we'll talk to Adrian here this afternoon, okay?
Yep.
All right, you bet. Adrian Lipinski joining us. She is a chapter secretary at EVW. Adrian, how you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Did we at least get you out of class today? Are you skipping lunch or what?
I am in the SAEP class, which stands for Supervised Agriculture Experience Program. So this class, during this semester, I worked on my proficiency that I took down at the state convention. And I ended up getting first place, so just like Shelby, I will be advancing to the nationals and hoping to make it into the top four.
So now she's working with dairy, you are working with swine, right?
Yes, I am.
So when you say proficiency, what's all involved, I guess, into accomplishing what you did. What do you all have to do to prepare and get better as the year goes on?
Well, my proficiency was swine entrepreneurship. So it is where I own everything that I did, and I live on a swine farm with my dad, and he helped me get started. I have been showing pigs for 10 years, ever since I basically could join any organization, and that first one was 4-H. So I started right away when I was in first grade, and then I worked up from there. And then when I joined FFA, I started buying my own pigs that I used for showing, and I bought breeding gelts, so I wanted to continue to raise them, try to get more livestock to show for future years.
See, I'm so envious. At that age, that was the last thing I was thinking about was buying livestock. So good job to you.
Thank you.
To invest at an early age, yeah, that's great. And was this your first time at State Convention, or have you been down there a few times?
I have been down there a few times. Mm-hmm. In eighth grade, I went down for Creed Speaking. And ninth grade, I went down for Creed Speaking as well, and I did very well. I finaled, and I was the fourth in state for that. And then I also participated in the career development event called General Livestock. And then this year, I went down for my proficiency.
Now, Adrian, we may have one or two people who have never been to FFA convention listening right now. How would you summarize or describe the atmosphere at a state FFA convention?
Oh, the atmosphere is amazing. One thing I love about going down there is that I have a deep passion for agriculture, and so does everyone else. So I get to share my passion with everyone, meet different kinds of people from all over the state, whether they come from a background, you know, with agriculture, they're a third-generation farmer, or they are from the city and they love agriculture too. So there's many different aspects that I love going down there for.
Adrian Lipinski, Chapter Secretary at Eden Valley Watkins School, joining us as we recap the state FFA convention. And finally, what does the future hold for you, Adrian, after high school?
I am still deciding. As a sophomore, I know that I will love to continue in the field of agriculture. I am thinking about either communication, sales, or continuing in ag education and becoming an FFA advisor to give back to this amazing organization that has helped me so much.
Well, that's awesome. Only a 10th grader and still plenty of time to figure that out. Yes. Adrian, we sure appreciate your time. Congratulations to yourself and Shelby and your entire chapter as well. Keep up the great work when it comes to FFA over there in Eden Valley Watkins, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good day. Adrian Lipinski joining us, Chapter Secretary at Eden Valley Watkins. Also, Shelby Keekley, Chapter President, as we recap the state FFA convention. Boy, a lot of stuff going on, huh? I mean, great young adults in our local FFA chapters. And we'll talk to more folks, some more state officers and other local chapters here as the week goes on.